This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go, welcome to show number 2979. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. Three Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my cock.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle's A Drunk in Charge is in To Sit and Spin. The Grammys are Sunday, so today, 10 Grammy categories you won't see on television.
That would be any of them.
As the men's room is back, getting ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clap.
Drinking to drunk. All right, here we go. Florida woman arrested after throwing a frozen pork chop at her boyfriend's head.
You're the pig.
Florida woman arrested after stealing $16,000 of Little Caesar's bread. Kansas cow escapes slaughterhouse and charges officers trying to wrangle him in. North Carolina woman opens closets and sees a man wearing her clothes with a grin. And Pennsylvania man being chased by snakes and zombies breaks into a home. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a man in Oregon. He walked 10 miles and temperatures hovering around the mid-20s. Now, that's not really that big of a deal unless you consider that he walked 10 miles in sub-freezing temperatures naked. Police say they believe drugs may have been a huge role in his decision-making process. I'm inclined to agree, and I don't know if the same can be said for a guy in England. Now, he got naked on the side of the road, but he upped the ante by also having sex right there on the side of the road with his BMW. When I first read the headline, I thought he was having sex in his BMW. No, no, no. He was having sex with his BMW. Quick side note, believe it or not, they were doing it missionary because they said he was underneath the car. I just thought I'd throw that in there, see if you can work that out. Yeah, sex with the BMW. But whether people wanted it or not, if you were driving down the road that day, you got yourself a show. And maybe that's just a thing in England. There's a porn star there. He was not filming a porn. He was just kind of filming his own video. It's over in England. But he filmed himself and two other men, let's just say, getting down on the subway. And ironically enough, the subway there known as the Tube. They engaged in oral sex, anal sex, and masturbation. This on a train full of passengers. Good times. And there's a guy in Phoenix. He got naked and decided to get in a fight with the cops. What do you think they did? If you guess that they tased him, collect your prize. Look, public nudity usually does not end well because typically it has been unsolicited and then people just frown on that type of thing. But look, either you have been the guilty party, you showed up naked, or someone else surprised you with their nakedness and chances are you weren't that happy about it because it's just not like the movies. So today's question is real simple. When did you unexpectedly see some skin?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live and send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Michelle, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2979.
What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future rebate. You got to think to yourself, hell, these guys have to take a day off eventually. Maybe a snow day, something like that. You know what I mean? We're going to need one of these shows to plug in there. This is going to be one of those, as we have a fantastic program ready for you. Ryan Castle, Drug and Charge, coming in to sit and spin. And as the Grammys are on Sunday, Ryan brings us 10 Grammy categories that you will not see on television. As a matter of fact, I believe...
I will see none of them on television.
That, if I'm not mistaken, they split the Grammys up into a couple different ceremonies. They do a Friday night ceremony, right, and that's where they give away the bulk of the awards to the artists who are in everything from contemporary bluegrass to
spoken word. Put it this way. These are the artists that earned it because
folk.
They are good at what they do, but none of us purchase anything.
That's
and
correct.
Then the other artists are perfectly mediocre at what they do, but we buy a lot of their crap, so we see them on TV.
It's their year. Basically, the Grammy artist should be the artist that kind of broke out that year and made everyone go, wow, didn't know who this was, like a Childish Gambino or somebody like that. He'll win one year.
You know how it goes,
somebody
man.
Else comes along, you know, whoever it is every year. There's going to be somebody different every year. And then what happens is that if you don't win one when you should have, then they give you one right before you're going to die.
Yeah.
And they give it to a crappy album. They go, here, you need one of these. Why don't you take this, Jethro Tull, or whoever it is. You know what I mean? They give him a Grammy. But today, we're going to feature things that you won't see on television, things you won't see if you watch the Grammys, 10 Grammy categories that will not be on television. As the Men's Room is back, if you have a question for any of us here in the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We'll do that right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. And for whatever reason, as we get in today, it just seems like there are a lot of stories that involve nudity, that involve skin. Obviously, look, man, if you're going to get lucky, that's one thing. But when you see...
These aren't these stories.
When you see
these
nudity...
These are not happy stories of, hey, I got laid.
Way, it gets a little crazy. We will start in Japan as a U.S. service member was arrested Saturday in the home of a Japanese couple who found him naked after he'd used their shower.
Well, okay.
Petty Officer Second Class Nathaniel Williams is accused of walking through the unlocked front door of the home while intoxicated at about 5:10 in the morning. Williams is assigned to the Aircraft Intermediate Maintenance Depot at the Naval Air Facility. Williams was discovered after an unidentified 44-year-old man who lives in the home woke up to use the bathroom and heard water running. The man thought a family member was using the shower, but soon saw Williams emerge naked from the bathroom.
Dumbo already got to him.
Hey,
the man
here.
The man then woke up his wife and said, look at that. No, he didn't say that. A police arrested
Big
Williams.
Big American penis.
On suspicion of trespassing. And a police spokesman.
Suspicion?
Yeah.
At what point, how hard is it to prove that?
Officers detected alcohol in his breath, according to the report. The residence is on the second floor of an apartment building. There were no signs of forced entry, so police believe Williams entered from an unlocked front door. Police plan to send the case to the prosecutor's office. The Navy is continuing to monitor and cooperate with local police regarding the alleged illegal residential break-in. Of course, the Navy takes this matter very seriously. We'll continue to full
cooperation.
Williams is still in the police custody, by the way. He's still in jail.
And you know he doesn't even remember.
No, hell no. He went out and had
like he woke
time.
Up and they're like, do you know why you here? No, I have no idea. You got naked. Take shower in someone's house.
This one is completely on the opposite end of that spectrum. A hypothermal man rescued from Lava Lands Visitor Center on Thursday night may have walked all the way to Benham Falls and back without clothing, a distance of more than 10 miles. But temperatures then dipped into the low 20s.
Had to be a good look.
According to the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office press release, I'm assuming this is where they make the delicious Deschutes beverages.
That's why it seemed familiar, man. I'm reading the story earlier. I'm like, why do I know Deschutes County?
Beer.
That's exactly
beer.
It.
Yeah. It's got to be someplace in Oregon, I'm assuming.
It is. And it's one of those things when you drive through it, like, oh, this is why they named it Deschutes.
Well, I think Deschutes was probably named first, and then they named the beer after, right? Wouldn't you guess?
Right. Exactly what I'm saying. Because right. When you drive through there, you realize like a lot of food and stuff is just named after a town.
What's it like there? Is it pretty? Is there it anything? Desert? What is
yeah, I think Deschutes County is where Bend is.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful part of the country.
They have their Black Butt Porter, I believe, right?
Is it Black Butt or Black Butte?
I like Black Butt.
I like Black Butt myself.
I want a Black Butt
Check
Porter.
Check my thumbnail.
Come on, get in there. Let me smell it.
Nice aroma.
27-year-old man John Day was disoriented and naked when he approached another motorist and asked for help, jump-starting his vehicle. A man named Adam Gilliam was in his vehicle at the visitor center south of Bend when officers arrived. He appeared to be hypothermal, according to the sheriff's office, and he was suffering from extensive injuries consistent with walking naked through brush and trees for 10 miles. He was taken to St. Charles in Bend, where he told deputies that he had walked from the visitor center to the falls and back without clothing. Police believe drugs may have played a role in his behavior.
Drugs!
There's no way you could do that if you were not high out of your life, right?
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah, well,
walking naked through the woods for, what was it, 9 or 10 miles?
Ten miles, and it's mid-20s, man.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. Now, Robin's brother, he hiked the Appalachian Trail, is that correct? How many months was he out in the bush, so to speak?
Took about 7 months.
7 months total. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this
presumably
is
with clothing.
I was going to say, yes. How many of those months was he naked?
What are we talking here, 25, 27, 100 miles? What is that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, all right. You would think that he would have a stretch on the Appalachian Trail, where if he wanted to go buck naked for a day, he might be able to knock out 5-6 miles naked. Would you
assume, I don't know,
is it,
man.
Is it a busy
Maybe.
Hiking highway?
The Appalachian Trail, oddly enough, man, like there's people all over it.
Well,
you know,
I'm just,
even
guy,
though you
right,
say
what
Appalachia,
mean,
which
right.
to me, don't go.
Because you can do short stretches at a time, so people just jump on for a day at a time. So you'll pass at least a few people a day, I would imagine,
This is a visitor center with a hike specifically to this falls. This guy did 10 miles
That's
out and
the
back
difference.
Naked, and no one saw him until he got back to the visitor center.
Well, because he went through the trees and the brush. I mean, like, if he had followed the path, he wouldn't have had these injuries. So the one thing that they concluded is, based on the injuries he had, he didn't even really follow the trail. I'm sure he was close to the trail, but he had enough. I guess he had enough going on in his brain to think, oh, well, people will freak out if I'm naked, so I'll cut through the trees. But that thought did not occur to him when he approached someone sitting in their car and asked him for a jump.
Without the machete, it's very hard to bushwhack anything.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I was probably 13 or 14 and doing about 5 days, 6 days in the Cranberry Wilderness. In the Appalachians, and so, but it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's kind of a cool area to be in because the elevation is high. It's considered tundra as far as the flowers and open fields and all that stuff with the wind. But anyway, we get down to a river, and this is like 2 or 3 days that we've been hiking, and this is our first opportunity to really to refuel on water, to refill our stuff up, to take a bath, you know what I mean, to do all that stuff, and just enjoy this kind of flowing river stream type thing that you could walk in. It wasn't
sounds awesome.
We walk up, man, and the trail obviously goes along the river for a while, and there's this huge ass rock in the middle of the river, and there is a woman on there, and she is sunbathing naked.
Is this a woman you would want to see sunbathing naked?
Okay, she was not bad looking at all.
You were 13 or 14,
right.
So I think it's...
So this is great.
Naked woman is a good
now,
naked
woman. Keep in mind,
woman.
I'm like with 15 Boy Scouts. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, these are a bunch of kids. So as soon as we see her, we lose our minds. I mean, like this, and we're trying to be quiet, but she hears all the commotion, you know, like, because we're up on this trail, and this trail, they took the same trail in or whatever. But then her boyfriend, her husband or whatever, comes up from the backside of the rock like he'd been swimming in a pool or whatever. This guy had to have a D on him that looked like a Pringles can.
Right.
And I mean, at least to us at that age, you know what I mean? Like when you're 13 years old, you know what I mean? You're like, oh my God. Like, was that what's going to happen to us?
No.
Are we going to grow into one of those? My feet keep getting bigger. You know what I mean? But I mean, she had great boobs. That's one thing I remember. Just like, and I don't know if they were just because I'd never really seen boobs. I never really.
It's all of that. Could have been great boobs, but even if they weren't great boobs at that age and given the circumstance, they're great boobs.
I think
if her boobs are not attached to her body and the rest of her is floating down the river and those boobs are on top of the rock, you'd still be like, man, we should save her. But real quick, those are great boobs.
I had never seen boobs in the wild before. That was my first experience with seeing real boobs.
Sure.
I mean, I'd seen them in a magazine.
Then they were great.
Right. I've seen them on a movie. I've seen them in a lot of different ways, but I had never seen boobs in the flesh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those were my first boobs. And I mean, it was such, like, it was such an uplifting experience. I just remember, like, we were all so very happy. I think we talked about it for, like, right. a day and a half.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we should go back and see right. if they're...
I think she's still there.
Right, exactly. You know, like, we should just check out these boobs.
I mean, that's a time when still seeing certain dudes' sisters just in a bathing suit was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get old.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you can fast forward to now. Like, look, we can do a better job of controlling ourselves and all that, but it doesn't go unnoticed. For God's sake.
Did I tell you about my buddy Ravi? My buddy Ravi had the hottest younger sister. I mean, she is just gorgeous. Probably still gorgeous to this day. Just a very, very attractive girl. So he comes home one day. He tells me about this. He comes home one day, and he's like, yeah, I came home, and Jen was sunbathing out on the back deck, naked. And I'm like, all right. I was like, man, you got to tell me, how did that look? And he's like, it looked great.
Wait, he's talking about his sister.
Yeah, he's like, she's got a great body. I mean, you know, she's just, I mean, she's my sister. I don't care, but yeah, she's got an amazing body. I was like, that's disgusting, dude. I just started riding him.
Yeah,
like,
you should.
Yeah, I mean, like, you sick F. I'd love to see it.
You get a picture?
You sick out.
Why don't, I if you saw her.
How does it look, man?
If you saw
her. You're disgusting.
Right, exactly. It looked really good. Oh, yeah, you sick out. When did you unexpectedly see some skin? 844-999-OLA.
I remember when I saw my first boob, and I had actually set this up myself, unfortunately, upstairs bedroom, bunch of, it's like some kind of summer thing. It wasn't July 4th, but something like that. There's a bunch of people there. I managed to get away, but my little goddamn cousin, and to this day, I give him grief, because honestly, I'm still bitter about it, man. It's like you said, about the same age, 13 or 14, and me and this girl were kind of figuring it out, man, and it was... I don't even know how to explain it, but like you see your first boob in the flesh and you don't do anything except think about that boob. Not even both of them, mind you. Now, I did not see two boobs at once. My first introduction to the boob world was literally a boob.
I've seen a right one, boob. Now I'm going to see a left one.
Hey, man, you know, it was the right one and it was fine with me, but I swear to God, that thing was on my mind every day for like a year and a half. Probably up until I saw my next pair of boobs, which was a lot, but it was one boob. Things were going well. I remember, I can still remember what that erection was like. This is the first time I had an erection where it felt like potentially it could be used for something other than my hand. That proved to be absolutely untrue. My hand took care of it later, but like, it was a great moment. And I remember, man, I still get mad. I remember my effing cousin, he had like quietly watched us break away from the family.
Oh.
Because you're trying to be smooth. You know, I can kind of feel where maybe this is going, right? So you kind of ease away from the family and disappear until you're kind of forgotten, and then we snuck upstairs. And I thought I was smooth as hell, but no, not my cousin. He was 9 at the time. And he's lucky I let him survive to 9 and a half. I mean, like, to this day, I almost want to go back and just beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
It's just one of the, I'm like, at first thought it was my parents, you know, so I'm like, oh, but it was him. And it's just one of those deals where if I didn't let him in, he's going to stage and tell everyone, one of those scenarios.
Hey, you got to let him in.
Oh, yeah.
It's just funny to him.
Oh, it was great. He still thinks it's funny now, and I still don't. Like, all of these years have gone by, and it's like, dude, I still kind of want to punch you in the face. I don't think you understand the moment. Maybe if it had been my second time.
Yeah, so I was going to say,
this is the first time I saw a boob, man. And if ever, look, pooping and seeing your first boob, those are times you really want to be left alone.
Not only that, but you don't know. When you see it for the first time, you have this unexpected expectation that you're going to be hopefully able to see this again.
You hope.
And it might be years.
It was.
You know what I mean? That's my point. It might be a real long time before you even get a chance to.
But I knew that then. You know what I mean? Like, somehow you knew, like, this is your winning lotto ticket, right?
It's not going
to
last.
If you win $1 million, if you go to 7-Eleven tomorrow, you're probably not going to win another $1 million on your scratch off. I understood that this was the opportunity. And when this crashes and burns, even if things that worked my way, it's still going to be a few years before I get to close this gap again. But just the fact that he destroyed it, man, and it's like, dude, I got one boob, you know? Like, I just wanted to get both, at least do that. It's like playing blackjack, and I just got black.
Yeah, at least that's still, you saw a boob. I still think about my brother, and he's coaching with this other guy, and this other guy is like the older coach, right? Everybody knows him, known him for years. And I've told you this story, but the guy had a pool. So at the end of the end of the year, like, hey, you're going to drop the equipment off, whatever, come over, we'll go have a swim. So it seems fine and stuff until he shows up there and realizes this guy swims naked.
Oh!
Eats lunch naked in the backyard.
Wait, how many kids are there?
There's no children there. They're all adults.
Like, how old were you? Like,
Oh, I wasn't there.
Oh, all
but
right.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, my brother's, like, in his 20s. This guy's just, like, in his 60s.
So he's going to Biden's house?
Yeah, there's no children or nothing, but I guess that's just how he rolled. So it was unexpected nudity to my brother, but also it was just, like, he could fathom this dude swimming naked, but he's like, he just ate a turkey sandwich naked in front of me.
You know, man, that sounds like a life to me.
It does. And look, do your thing, right? I got no problem with that, but you got to understand, sometimes people might want some warning.
Well,
that's all.
Yeah,
if I invite your brother over to go swimming, it's like, hey, one thing you need to know about me, and obviously it's at the point where I don't care that you're there, but I'm going to eat my lunch and swim naked. I just want you to know.
I don't think I've ever eaten anything. Like, don't get me wrong. I have come downstairs.
You've been checking with your pants now, dude.
Open up the refrigerator and like, take a bite of Thai food and go back upstairs naked, go to bed. I have never eaten naked. I mean, completely, like anything. Like,
I,
even
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's the weirdest part.
Sandwich, you know, like anything.
Yeah, and he's just sitting outside in wicker furniture by the pool, enjoying naked life.
Because I know I would think about it. Should I put the napkin over my penis in case something falls on it, like a hot marinara?
That'd be the first thing I cover without a question.
So I know I've never done it, because I would have thought this process through.
Well, I think you haven't if you're eating something with hot marinara on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, even if you ordered a pizza, you know what I'm saying? Like, you order a pizza. You know, and maybe some sauce drops, like,
or pepperoni slips
right,
off.
Right, exactly. Because you don't want to eat it then after that. Like, if I drop a pepperoni on my pants, I'll just pick it up and eat it, you know, whatever.
I guess
you would you eat it if it fell on your penis, all right? Because it's you. No one, honest to God, all right? No one's at your house. Wait, you drop something on the floor. No one's there. You pick it up, you throw it in your mouth.
Pizza. Pizza, pepperoni.
We'll go with pizza. Pepperoni falls off your pizza. It lands upside down on your penis. On your penis, maybe in your pubes, whatever.
It's no different than you eating with a beard, you guys. You
know, yeah,
you're
it's a little different,
you're
Miles.
Probably used to.
I don't look at my beard and my pubes, but I feel better. Like,
it is.
The food that made it into my beard was originally scheduled to make my mouth, and mm-hmm. I made some effort to get it there, and these are the little escapees.
If it's a Dorito, it's getting eaten.
What?
I'm trying to think of like food that drops in
my
lap.
How about a Cheeto?
Yes, yeah, probably eating the
what about something?
I think it also depends what time of day this is. What have I been doing to previously be naked?
Wait a minute. What if it's like jelly from a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or like the syrup from a piece of French toast, right? So it's a little more liquid.
Ice cream.
Right, ice cream.
Probably not.
No, but you'll do hard. So you'll eat a chip.
Well, yeah, dog.
I got applesauce on it.
Yeah, would you just take your finger. Right? You drop applesauce on the counter, you take your finger, you wipe it up, you lick your finger.
No problem.
Right? No questions asked. Same thing, but it drops on your penis. It's your penis.
I'm not. But, you know, that's easy for me to answer. I don't run into a lot of applesauce.
Okay. Cool Ranch Dorito. Yeah, hell yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos get eaten.
Ranch dip drops.
You wipe it off, and then maybe lick it off your finger. Ranch, you don't want to waste
you're
any
gonna,
ranch.
I don't want to wipe the ranch.
I don't want to waste any ranch.
Off of your penis.
Yes. Then, Ranch, there's nothing wrong with ranch.
Fair enough, man.
When did you unexpectedly see some skin? 844-999. Ola, hold the line. Call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
A businessman stripped naked at the side of a dual carriageway and started having sex with his BMW. We go to England, where a pub boss gave motorists an eyeful when he stripped naked at the side of the road and started having sex with his car.
Yeah.
Michael Jameson, 37, climbed out of the window of his BMW 330 after shunting a 4x4 and then appeared to hump his motor's wheel. Michael was found guilty of outraging in public indecency and dangerous driving. Footage from a cop's body cam played in court also showed him with no clothes underneath the vehicle. And a witness said the businessman was sprawled face down across the ground.
Oh!
The defending attorney said it was obviously a bizarre set of circumstances that his client was apologetic for his actions. He added, Mr. Jameson is at a loss to explain his behavior. He was under an enormous amount of pressure from work. He seems to have simply lost it. He's appalled and grossly embarrassed. Jameson had been driving from London to Holyhead, got ferried to Ireland when the incident happened.
The prosecutor said that a motorist named David Jones was traveling with his wife Susan when Jameson drove up behind them and collided with his car. As both drivers pulled to the side, Jameson then began to slowly try to have sex with the 4x4. Jameson, who has previously been convicted of drunk driving, appeared vacant and was sweating profusely, but blood tests later came back negative. He admitted to removing his clothes and simulating sex, as well as he pled guilty to dangerous driving. He has been banned from driving for a year, ordered to go to rehab, and told to complete 80 hours of unpaid work, even though his blood test came back negative.
So rehab for what?
The Office of Outraging Public Decency was a bizarre episode which neither you nor we can explain. Therefore, he was just told to go to rehab.
But rehab for what? There's nothing in this. And look, hey, man, we've all been under enormous stress. We've all been freaked out. We've all that stuff, right? And most people I know. And so we've all seen it with each other. We've worked together forever at this point. Like, when you're really, really stressed, you're in a bad mood, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe someone's a little testy. Maybe they slammed their fist down. And you go, wow, man, they're having a bad day. But I've never thought, yo, Miles, Ted's in a parking garage having sex with this car. Dude, it's just stress. It's just stress.
That seems like a weird one.
You know what I mean? That's not, I don't know, man. I hear this stuff, but I'm like, I'm not sure that that's really what it is.
I mean, I think that's why they put him in rehab, because obviously there was something else involved.
But they did test. They didn't find drugs. They didn't find alcohol. Right?
All right.
It's a dude having sex with his car. So that tells me that this guy, under whatever, this is not his first time having sex with the car, right?
He's obviously got a problem.
You don't get popped having sex with the car your first time.
Listen, I wouldn't even say you have a problem because you're effing your car. Who cares, man? I have sex with my hand as much as I can. The difference is I don't do it in public. I don't pull over to the side of the road, climb under my vehicle, and then start having sex with it.
Okay.
That's when you have a problem.
I'm really stressed out, man. Can I see your car? Like, no.
Our question, keep in mind, when he got in the accident. So I get in the accident with the guy, and the first thing he does is try to have sex with my vehicle.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Now think about this. You're going to exchange insurance information or something, and this dude gets undressed, and you're like, are you effing my car? Sure am, man. It's 4x4.
Got to get in there.
When did you unexpectedly see some skin? 844-999-OLA.
Hola, welcome to the men's room. Of course, I don't have names up on the screening things. Our phones are top of the line stuff. Hola. Who's
hola,
this?
Hola, bitcholas. Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. What's your name?
My name's Brennan. I've called in a few times. This is my third time calling in.
Okay.
So first, I'd like to tell you guys, I lost my dad to cancer in 2017, and I would like to tell you guys, you have really got me through some dark times in my life and really kept me laughing and kept me going on when things were really bad.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it went there, because you started that call.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Here we go, right out of the gate.
Well, wow, man. I'm glad we could help, man.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I'm planning on going to Bourbon and Bacon Fest. I'd like to buy you guys a drink when I'm there.
All right. Sounds good, man. It only takes a token.
Okay. So about 9-10 years ago, I was at my buddy's house, and he was there with his girlfriend and her friend and another one of our guy friends. And he was dating a girl, I should say, and her friend, I should say they weren't very conservative girls. Yeah. And so they were walking into the bathroom, and right before they went in, I had said, why don't you girls get naked? And we kind of sat there, never paid any mind to it. Well, needless to say, they come out fully naked with these faces on, like they're ready to go at it and stuff like that. And they sit there, and of course, you know, everybody was down with it, but
I bet you were.
Her boyfriend was the one that wasn't down with it.
Yeah, shocking.
Put it into that pretty quickly, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he did. He was the party pooper.
Well, it is his girlfriend.
Come on, Jimmy. I mean,
so maybe he didn't want. Well, how did they look?
Yeah, they were definitely probably like 7.5 out of 10.
All right,
maybe
that's pretty good. Miles, you asked a stupid question, and I'm just going to frame this so that Miles understands. Brendan himself said, "Hey, why don't you get naked? So automatically you know that he, at least, mm-hmm. thinks that they are good looking.
I've never tried that. You know what I mean? Hey, how you doing? Good to meet you. Why don't you get naked?
I've never tried, and I'm listening to you, and it's like, apparently, it works on occasion.
It's that simple.
It's just
the
that
funny
easy.
Thing is the when they came out of the bathroom, they thought it was her boyfriend who said get naked. But of course, me and him don't even sound completely alike.
That doesn't. I mean, either way.
Well, here's the problem: you got three guys, right, and two girls.
Yeah.
So obviously, more than likely, there's going to be an odd man out, or it's just going to be a free for all.
Yeah, these were free for all girls.
All right, you blew it.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, take, oh, there's an odd number of us. We're like, well, we'll work it out.
We'll figure it out. Shut up. When did you unexpectedly see some skin? 844-999-OLA.
It's not equal parts.
Right. It's not like the odd number of nuggets where we do it as a social experiment.
Mm-hmm. Or there's three of us. And
what do you call that? The devil's pentagon?
I don't know.
The devil's involved.
I'm going to get with Mark first, then we'll work our way over to the ladies,
there,
all right?
There you go.
That's okay with you.
Hey, Mark, you're up.
Good-looking man right there. Mark, when did you unexpectedly see some skin? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, will be in to sit and spin today. Since the Grammys are on Sunday, we'll get 10 Grammy categories that you won't see on television coming up.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.